Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit, complete with a 6-session DVD and workbook. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful DVD-based Bible study while you're listening to today's broadcast. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called 6 Keys to Peace in Relationships.
The third thing the Bible says, wisdom is gentle all the time. It's gentle all the time. It is courteous, the Bible says in the Living Bible. The NIV translates it considerate. If I'm wise, I'm always going to be considerate. Look it up here on the screen. Philippians 4:5 says this in the Bible. Let everyone see that you are considerate in most of everything you do. Oh, I didn't say that. It says, let everybody see that you are considerate in what? All you do. I don't like that word. I looked it up in the original Greek. It means all. Wait a minute. You mean I have to be considerate when people are inconsiderate to me? Yes. I have to be considerate to clerks who are jerks? Yes. When people are rude to me, I don't get to be rude back? No, not if I'm smart. If I'm foolish, I can get back. But if I want to be wise, if I want to have wisdom, I am always, always, always considerate. I am not allowed to call you names. I am not allowed to be rude to you. I'm not allowed to slur you back. I'm not allowed to get even because that puts me on the same level as you. I am always to be considerate. Now, this is so important. Wise people are considerate even when people are blasting away at them. Why? Because being considerate is the antidote to the two most common mistakes, foolish mistakes that you make in relationships. The two most common mistakes that you make in relationships. And the first mistake you make is we react to what people say and ignore how people feel. We pay too much attention to their words and not enough attention to their emotions. The words don't really matter. People say stuff when they're angry they don't even mean. They use words they don't even intend to use. They exaggerate things. But you need to look behind the words and look at the emotion because that's what it is. People don't always say what they mean, but they always feel what they feel. And so if you are wise in a relationship, you stop focusing on what your kids or your boyfriend or your husband or your wife or your boss says that just ticks you off, and you start looking behind and go, what's the emotion they're feeling there, and why are they feeling that emotion? That's what wise people do. You see, being considerate means simply mindful of the feelings of others. To be considerate means mindful of the feelings of others. Not the words, but the feeling. And if I'm considerate, even when you blast me, I look beyond and I go, well, now what would cause them to feel that way? And I just let the words roll right past me. And I go, well, what would cause them to be that uptight, that irritated, that rude? Hurt people always hurt people. Unkind people are those who need your kindness the most. They need massive doses of kindness. When people are rude and unkind, they are screaming to the world, I'm in pain. People who are not in pain are kind. People who are always in pain are unkind and rude. Hurt people hurt people. So you look beyond the words and you look at the feelings. Romans 15:2 says this here on the screen. We must be considerate. That means mindful of the feelings of others, of the doubts, Everybody's got doubts. And the fears, everybody's got fears of others. Let's please the other person, not ourselves, in doing what's good for him and build him up. We react to what people say and ignore what they're feeling. Big mistake. The other mistake we do is we invalidate any feelings that we don't feel ourselves. I don't feel it, so you shouldn't. If I don't feel what you feel, then your feeling is dumb, it's irrational, it's illogical, it makes no sense, and you shouldn't feel it. And we just dismiss it because we don't feel it, then you shouldn't feel it. That's foolish. That is not wise. You ever played this game? It's cold in here. No, it's not. Yes, it's cold in here. No, it's not. I'm cold. No, you're not. Actually, it's quite warm. In fact, I'm burning up in here. No, you're not. And you start arguing over, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, it's just a feeling. It's not a fact. It's just a feeling. You can argue over facts. This is a feeling. Can somebody be cold and somebody else be warm at the same time? Yes. Yes. So why are you arguing about it? Whoever invented the dual control electric blanket should be given the Nobel Peace Prize. It saved millions of marriages. When we invalidate other people's feelings because we don't feel it, we minimize that person. Guys, if your girlfriend or your wife says to you, "I feel ugly," you don't dismiss it. You're not ugly. That doesn't help at all. What you need to do is say, "Why would you feel that? What would make you say that?" Because you need to look beyond the feeling, the words, and say, "Why would she say, she's obviously not ugly?" But for you to just say, "You're not ugly," that's not helpful. That's not helpful. When they says, "I feel ugly," you need to go, "Why would you say that? What's making you feel that today?" Now you're getting to the real issue. Somebody says, "I'm afraid." Well, don't be. "Oh, thank you. That was very helpful. I really felt your moral support right there just then. I'm scared to death." And you say, "Don't. Thank you very much." That is minimizing. Now, if you don't get anything else I say, get this today. Feelings are neither right nor wrong. They're just there. Feelings are neither right nor wrong. They're just there. They're not facts, so you don't need to argue it. They're just feelings. And if I feel something, I shouldn't have to defend it. And if you feel something, you shouldn't have to defend it. Somebody should just go, "I hear you." And maybe other people feel that way too. What we do is we try to convince people that their feelings are wrong, and you're always going to lose at that one. Number three, if I want to be wise, I won't minimize your feelings. I don't compromise my integrity. I don't antagonize your anger, push your hot buttons, and I don't minimize your feelings. Wisdom acknowledges your feelings and doesn't diminish them. You see, the typical reaction when we don't feel what other people feel, we do two things. Number one, we belittle them. If you had a brain, you would know that's just not true. And you wouldn't feel that way. We belittle. That doesn't help. And the other thing, this is worse, is we play psychologist. "Now, the reason you feel this way is because your father..." Okay. All right. You know, you are not a psychologist, and you are condescending when you try to tell people why they feel the way they feel. You don't even know why you feel the way you feel. You can't figure out your own motives half the time. Why would you think you could figure out somebody else's? The moment you start judging somebody else's motives, you're playing God and you're wrong. That's a battle you're going to lose. Don't play psychologist. Proverbs 15:4 says this in the Bible: "Kind words bring life, but cruel words crush your spirit." You ever come home from a day at work and play the game, "My day was worse than your day"? "Well, I had this problem," and your husband or your wife or your roommate tells you all the bad things, And instead of you sympathizing, empathizing, and being considerate, you say, you think you had problems. No, no, those are minor. Let me tell you what a real problem is. And you start telling your problem. Is that actually helping the relationship? No, it's foolish. It's not wise. The Bible says wisdom is gentle. Wisdom is considerate. Is it possible you both had a tough day? Yes. Is it possible that you could be considerate of their tough day without having to top it? Yes. What am I saying? I'm saying if you want to be wise, if you want to stop making the same stupid relational mistakes over and over and over, you need to stop minimizing other people's feelings. You need to let your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse, your parents, your children, whoever, you need to let them feel what they feel without minimizing it. You need to let them feel tired when they're tired and not try to talk them out of it. You need to let them feel depressed when they're depressed and not try to talk them out of it. You need to let them feel angry or alone or scared when they feel that way. Friends offer kind words, not remedies. The other day, Kay was being interviewed and they asked her, they said, do you wake up grumpy in the morning? She said, no, I usually let him sleep. She's considerate. She's considerate. She lets me sleep in. Some days I don't believe in God before 11 a.m. Number four, wisdom is willing to yield to others. Pastor Tom is going to come and teach us on this fourth mark of wisdom.
It's open to reason. It allows discussion. This Greek word, eupathos, it's the only time in the whole Bible this word is used. And it's a great word for wisdom in relationships. It means you're not stubborn. You're not defensive. Now, how do you know that? How do you know if you have this kind of quality in your life? One of the main ways you know is how you listen. That's one of the main ways that you see this willingness to yield to others. The wiser you are, the better a listener you will be. And the more foolish you are, the less you will listen to others. I've got to admit, I do a very unwise thing all the time in relationships. It's totally unwise. I tend to finish people's sentences for them. Anybody else do this? You know, they're saying something and I want to move the conversation along. So I like say the end of the sentence. That's very unwise because I'm not letting them say what they want to say. And I may not hear really what I need to hear in that. So if you're wise, you realize it's foolish to cut people off. It's foolish to not let people have their say. It's foolish to jump to conclusions. So instead of that, you want to be open to reason. You want to be willing to listen. You want to be willing to learn. Now, if I asked you, are you a reasonable person? I think most of us would say, yes, I'm reasonable. Let me ask you, how do you know you're reasonable? Because think about this. If you were unreasonable, you wouldn't know you were unreasonable because you were unreasonable. So how do you know if you're really a reasonable person? One of the ways that you know is, do you listen to others? Let me tell you one of the main ways you know if you're a reasonable person. Can people you disagree with reason with you? If you have people in your life, you disagree with them, but they can reason with you. You can talk through it. That's one of the ways that you know that you're a reasonable person. But a lot of us, we have this attitude, don't confuse me with the facts. My mind is made up. When I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. We have this kind of an attitude. And so because of that, we're not wise in relationships. And because of that, we all struggle with this. We have this oversensitivity when it comes to talking to other people with other people's suggestions. Because it's tough. Let's just admit it. It is tough to hear the suggestions of other people. You have to put yourself out there. Like that new pastor who said to his church, first sermon he was preaching, and he said, you know, I really want your honest suggestions afterwards. So after the message, he was talking to one of the men in the church, and he said, okay, give me your honest suggestions. And the guy said, well, honestly, Pastor, that sermon stunk. And the guy looked at him and said, he was trying to be reasonable. He said, well, okay, what exactly stunk about it? He really wanted to hear. And he said, well, there were three things that stunk about it. First, you read it. Second, you read it poorly. And third, it wasn't worth reading in the first place. Now, the next guy that came to talk to the pastor was trying to encourage him and said, don't worry about old Jim. He just repeats what everybody else says. So don't worry about that at all. The tough thing about listening to other people and hearing their suggestions is you got to put yourself out there. And it can hurt sometimes. But if you're going to be wise, in fact, write this in with me. If I want to be wise, I won't criticize your suggestions. I won't criticize your suggestions. A wise person can learn from anybody. Listen, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So people in your life, they're going to be right. And let me tell you something God does in my life, and he's going to do in your life to totally humble you when it comes to listening to other people's suggestions. There are going to be people in your life, the most irritating people in your life, the you drive me crazy kind of people we're talking about. Sometimes they're going to have a good suggestion. That person in your family, that they're wrong about everything else, they're going to be right about something. That person at your office, that person at your school, it's the worst thing in the world when the very person you that's driving you crazy has a good suggestion for your life. But let me ask you, can you learn from them? Can you learn from anybody? Look at this next verse in the outline, Proverbs 18:15. Intelligent people are always open to new ideas. In fact, they look for them. Anywhere and everywhere, you look for these new ideas. Now, what if people have a stupid idea? Well, you do the same thing with their stupid idea that you do with your stupid ideas. If it's a good idea, you listen to it and you learn. If it's a stupid idea, then you ignore it and you forget it. Stop wasting your life trying to prove a stupid idea right or wrong. Just move on to the next good idea. If I'm wise, I'm open to suggestions. I won't criticize your suggestions.
You know, I have spent much of my life hanging out with people I totally disagree with so I could share the love of Jesus with them and help them come to know Christ, which means I've heard a lot of stupid ideas. I've sat in groups of people who share me stuff that's the most off-the-wall, crazy idea. What do? You just smile and you nod and you don't interrupt and you let them say their entire piece. Because what I've learned is if you let people say their entire piece, they'll let you say your entire piece. And then I can come back and say, well, here's what I think. Here's what I believe. Here's what the Bible says. And people go, oh, well, that makes sense. I never thought about it that way. But if you try to interrupt them in advance, you try to take them down point by point, you are being a fool. It is foolish to try to take people down point by point. You just make them mad. As Tom said, you just gotta listen. You got to be open to reason. Now, number five, the Bible says wisdom is full of mercy and good deeds. Circle that word mercy. If I'm going to be wise, I'm going to maximize mercy. I'm going to major on mercy in my relationships. Full of mercy and good deeds. In other words, it's wise to show grace to people when they mess up.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or a relative you see at every family get-together. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit. In it, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from driving you crazy. The You Make Me Crazy Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the You Make Me Crazy 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can go to PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Plus or Instagram. By the way, I'm on all of these, and you can follow me on any of these. Let me know what you think of this broadcast. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.